Missourinet News is presented by the Missouri Lottery. Grab a Missouri Lottery Powerball ticket before Wednesday's drawing for a chance to win $230 million. Play today.
I'm Jason Taylor. The city of Ozark is deciding whether to leave in place or take down a giant Christian cross in a town Christmas display. Some city officials say they're concerned about an expensive lawsuit from the Freedom From Religion Foundation. Singer-songwriter Jason Mraz sang for a Kansas high school senior who was hospitalized in St. Louis while awaiting a second double lung transplant. Mraz stopped by the bedside of 18-year-old Madison Taliaferro Sunday while in town for a concert. Plans announced yesterday by the Trump administration are meant to roll back Obama-era rules which placed regulations on creek beds and ponds that aren't directly connected to navigable water. Eric Bull with the Missouri Farm Bureau points out the rules put forth under President Obama could require farmers to apply for waivers to conduct normal activity.
Farmers and ranchers are already good stewards of the land and do everything they can to protect the land that they farm and the waters that they drink out of. Most of them drink well water that would be affected by these things if they weren't treating it well.
But the Farm Bureau supports the Trump administration's move. Environmentalists say the Obama-era rules ensure clean water protections are in place. A new Manpower Group survey shows 17% of Missouri businesses expect to add employees between January and March. A spokesperson for the staffing firm, Dave Wheeler, says the news is positive.
And as you compare that to fourth quarter of 2018, our current period, you know, we're projected a 15% growth, and we're going up to a 17% growth for first quarter.
75% of Missouri employees say they plan to maintain current worker levels during the first quarter of next year. Wheeler says 6% of the Missouri businesses surveyed anticipate staff reductions in the first quarter of 2019. Kennedy Holmes of Florissant near St. Louis was named one of the four finalists on The Voice TV singing competition last night. Police say a woman who faces a murder charge after a road rage incident in Springfield told police she was on drugs. 46-year-old Elizabeth McKeon is charged in the death of Barbara Foster from a November 20th crash. Police in Baldwin near St. Louis say a man arrested on suspicion of stealing left his infant child in a crib at home while committing the alleged crime. Jerry Crowder is charged with endangering the welfare of a child. Missouri is one of the only states in the country without a total ban on texting while driving. Representative Jim Hansen of Northeast Missouri's Frankfort hopes his proposed ban on texting while driving will get some traction in the next legislative session.
I'm going to spend some time talking to other representatives or senators who filed that bill similar to mine and see if we can't get together and put a game plan together to see how we push that forward.
The next legislative session begins on January 9th. You'll find more details on that story and more news, weather, and sports at MissouriNet.com. This is Missouri Net News.